Hello everyone, Lord Baldred here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated January 30th, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Style Tickle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldred and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how is it going this week, Asclepius?
Oh, it's awesome. Another release to play, and it is such fun.
Oh man, it's so addictive this time. This is just great.
It is. Oh boy. Yeah, it's addictive, it's good, it's painful. It's getting back to what I remember of the Ultima series. And although it's pain, it's lovely.
Well, pain is what makes the game very, very addictive.
Yeah. I mean, as we were discussing briefly before we went on air, I got a bit of a shock because, as you know, they had a Dev Plus release for a few days beforehand on a separate server, and we were running around there, and for some reason they gave us 50,000 gold to start with, and I thought, oh, this is awesome, great, you know, rush, whatever, that's fine. And then that closed, thank you very much. And the regular release opened up, and here am I rushing around. I thought, okay, first priority, get a house, whatever. And the encumbrance was literally killing me, as I'm sure it was you.
Yeah.
And okay, I've got to get a house, great. Have to get a chest to put stuff in, because I can hardly carry anything. Got to chop some trees, got to go back, got to craft. Right, to craft, I need to buy a chest mechanism. Hang on, Sunshine. You don't have enough money to buy a chest mechanism.
Oh, no.
I hadn't taken any notice of the fact that I think they started us with nothing.
Big that zero.
That really hurt. And honestly, it just reminds me so much of the old Ultima days. We started out with absolutely next to nothing. You really had to manage what little resources you had so carefully. Otherwise, you'd run out so quickly.
If I remember right, in Ultima Online, you started with some scissors, a knife, and a little candle. It wasn't much.
Yes. No, it's not. And I'm just waiting for the day. It's going to come, you know, when they introduce food. And your character is going to have to eat. Otherwise, you're going to get sick and you won't be able to fight effectively. And then what do? You have to go out and craft and dig and find ingredients and cook, or you have to go and buy some food. And that takes money, but you have to get money.
I know. And are they going to have campfires so that we can cook our food on the road? What if we're in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, that's right. So this is getting to be a really complicated situation.
Yes. The encumbrance has been a big whoa all of a sudden. It's like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I know. They have said that the weight of ingredients, the weight of items, is probably not settled yet. We might find down the track that things weigh a little bit more or less or whatever, or your encumbrance limit might be different, but yes, at the moment it's not very much fun.
No, the first points I've been investing since I found out how bad this was is I've been going down the tactics tree and picking up some encumbrance reduction.
Yes, I've done that. Yep. Yeah, you train in strength and that. Okay, that helps you carry more. And then for my next level, I went down the earth tree. And, I mean, after you've put a few points into earth fist, whatever it is, then you can power up your buffs. So it increases your strength and damage reduction. So I said, okay, that's good.
Yes. I made a bludgeon character, and I'm having no problems with weight because everything you need is strength, and it helps
yes.
you. So that's a good way to go, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. But, yeah, honestly, this is getting to feel more and more like an Ultima. As we said, you have to start slowly, and you have to work really, really hard at the beginning.
And I guess that's kind of what we all want. We want something that's going to just challenge us. It'll make it fun.
Well, it is. And look, if I know I'm probably boring the ears off people, but if I could wax philosophical for a little while, I think it's a great parallel and a lesson in life. Because, let's face it, when you look at life itself, I mean, what do you do when you first leave school or when you get a part-time job or something like that, when you're going through school, you're working in some crappy, piddly little job that's getting you a few bucks every hour and you can't afford to do much and you've got nothing. And even if you do get a car, it's some horrible old beat-up thing. In other words, you start off very, very, very low. And you work hard. And you work really hard. And to make this short, at the end of a lot of years, some people, if they're lucky, will end up like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
You're at the top of the pyramid. And he got there by hard work. He didn't get there by sitting on his backside. He got there by hard work. And if you succeed in life, if at the end of your life your mortgage is paid off, you own your home, you've got a nice family, and things are looking okay for you, you've got a reasonable position in work or whatever, and you're at the top of the mountain, it is so satisfying sitting on the top of that mountain and looking back thinking, I really had to work hard to get here, but this feels good. And that's what this game is like. I think if you can play Ultima or if you can play Shroud of the Avatar, you're going to succeed in life. This is not a game for people who want instant gratification or who want to go out and kill the top boss monster in 5 minutes. You cannot do that.
No, you actually have to figure out what is the best way to get some money, what's the best way to raise some levels.
Yes.
You just have to discover all that on your own because there's no tips about that.
That's right. And it's a long, slow, patient process. And it really encourages patience and perseverance and tactics and strategy and getting the bit in between your teeth and just grinding away. And the rewards are there. The rewards are awesome when you've achieved. And when you can walk through and slay these large skeletal warriors and archers and even walk up against a lich, you think, well, boy, that felt good.
Oh, man, getting them down is, that's a big achievement there.
It is. It is. And, yeah, so I for one, am really impressed with the way the game's going. And I really like it.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. This game, to me, it's the best game I've had the privilege of playing. And even testing and just being a part of. This is just so excellent to me.
Yes. Of course, having said that, I think Portal Aerium should be had up for false advertising because they have said that even if you want to play it in single-player mode, you'll be looking at 40 hours of game time to work through the story. Well, I think I've been bashing away for 3 or 4 or more hours already. And I'm only just at the point where I can think about getting started.
Hey, you know what? I bet you that 40-hour estimate is for the people that are just really quick. They just boom, 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 get it done.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And it might be that if you're playing it through again for the third or fourth time, you know exactly where to go and what to do.
Yeah, with absolutely no hand-holding or hints or little arrows telling where to go, how can you do it in 40 hours?
You couldn't. No. No. This is going to be a rich experience that's going to last people for months. So, hey, I think more power to them and bring it on.
Yeah, we need a game like this. There hasn't been one around for 20 years.
No, that's right. Yeah. So, look, I am absolutely rapt with what I've seen so far in Release 14. And basically wanting to get back and do more. It's a bit of an addiction, this one.
Yeah, I'm addicted bad. I've got an empty house. I need furniture. I need money to get it. I gotta get in.
I know. As we were saying, I actually have a house. I was lucky enough to snare a city waterside lot in Honduras, and I've got my boat there. I'm just working on ways to cut the mooring line now so that I can float away.
Oh, yeah. How you coming with that?
Well, I got a bad feeling that it involves lots of money.
Oh, man.
I know. That would be so awesome. And look, I think it'll happen one day, but not for quite a long time yet.
No, and that's such an exciting stretch goal, too, but it's big.
it's so big. It's too big. But if it doesn't happen until the second episode, well, okay. But it'll be awesome when
now,
it does.
On the bright side, I was playing last night. I've been playing in full online mode, where you're with everybody.
Yes.
Crowded, packed in this game. It's just awesome how many people are here.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. You walk around and people are rushing past you all the time. And it's lovely to see the names of people that you see in the forum. Oh, hi. Yeah, I know you. Yeah, great. Sometimes you don't have a chance to wave as they rush by. But
oh, I know. All these people. I know these people. This is cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. So, look, everybody who rushes past, if I didn't wave to you, I'm sorry. It's just, things get a bit busy.
Oh, I know. It's hard to stop. And, you got your mind set on what you're doing, and you just go, go, go.
That's right. Yes, yeah. And, yes, I know what you're saying. If you do stop and chat to somebody for a while, and you think, look, I don't want to appear rude, but I've got stuff that needs doing, and I've got to go down and chop trees. Yeah, yes.
Gotta go.
That's right. That's right. And I just have to chop down these trees so that I can get a chest, so that I can put some stuff in, so that I'll actually go and carry something.
And yeah, I don't
so that
put
I can
it in some
start
bank.
Developing. I know. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
They increased our bank capacity, by the way. I noticed that when I was looking at it.
Oh, good, good. And I found out where the bank is in Honduras, so I don't have to walk back to Owl's Head every time. So, look, life is looking up.
Good work. Yeah, those banks are hard to find because they're not really distinct yet.
I know. Yeah, that's right. But, hey, this is Ultima. You have to find your way around.
Well, I'm still hoping to see some little colorful signs above the building so I can see.
Yes.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Even if they were in runic, that'd be great.
I'll learn to read
signs.
I'll learn.
That's right. Outside the shops and the buildings. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I'm sure that's coming.
Oh, yeah, I know it is. I know they said there's the first pass and they're blank, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just amazing what they're putting in. And what's also amazing is the amount of work and effort they're prepared to put in. I mean, they released the game a day and a half ago and four or five patches already.
Yeah, two a day for the last two, 3 days. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Because people are rushing in, they're reporting so many bugs, and they say, right, okay, fix that, fix that, fix that. And it's incredible. And I loved what they said in the last patch notes. They've now fixed the problem where people are sometimes appearing without heads. And they say, no, we mean it this time, really.
I guess they've tried before and
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a pretty funny bug though, you see people like that.
Oh, it is. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I felt good because, as I was saying to you, I often feel like a bit of a passenger because I'm rushing around and I see people submitting 10,000 bug reports. And I'm thinking, well, what use am I to the.
Oh, I know. These people are
process.
Detailed.
Yeah, they're clever. And I actually found a bug and actually submitted it. And not only that, it was fixed. I thought, sweet.
Hey, that was cool. It's like it was your bug that got fixed. That's
cool. Yeah, that's right. But the amazing part, and I want to pay tribute to the developers and to the whole team. you submit something, and it's fixed.
They don't mess around.
Possible. They don't mess around.
They're fixing it.
It's fixed like that. And I say, yes, easy, ta-da, done. And another, it was an absolutely trivial thing that I found. The tour guide in Braemar, you know, he tells you all these places you have to go. And if you click on them, he'll tell you where they are. Well, first day, he didn't know about worm sands.
Oh, click missing?
Yeah, yeah, it was missing. You click on that, and you said, oh, look, I'm sorry, I can only talk about the Grand Tour. Well, okay. It's probably one character or one colon or one something or other just missing out of the script. Yeah, it's fixed. It's fine.
Yeah. It's always probably real nice. Oh, yeah, that's easy to fix. Stick
yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would have been a real easy one to fix, but they rush around and they fix them up, and it must be a help to them to have thousands of us rushing in and putting a strain on the system and finding out how well it works or not.
Yes, and I notice it's running better than it was, too, last release when I was playing.
Yes, yeah.
I'm getting faster loading times anyway, which to me is a big deal.
It is, yeah, that makes a difference. And I notice we've got sound effects now, which are lovely.
They're awesome, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, every time you jump, you make a little bit of a grunt.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a little, you know, archaic, but it's just nice to hear a voice, you know?
It is, that's right. And then when you try to find a wolf, it's snarling and snapping at you.
Oh, they're cute, cool. Aren't they? They're like a little great. Feisty dog.
Yes, that's right. So it's gradually, the work is going into it, the textures and the colour and the depth and the detail are being filled out. It is really nice.
Yeah, I think the game is just gorgeous. It gets more gorgeous with each release and all the new scenes we get to see.
Oh, yes. Yeah, now I have not been to Shardfall yet. I've got to go there. That's going to be fun.
I heard the plants there were vicious.
Oh, is that where the man-eating plants are?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
One and two shot okay. Beasts.
All right, okay. You go there first.
Well, I got my augmented plate on. I might sneak in there.
Sweet. Oh, lovely. Okay. All righty, well, we got update number 110.
You?
Yeah. Not bad, with a whole lot of stuff in it. That's awesome. Okay. And our first item, they're raising the underworld. Which is pretty good. That's impressive.
A new game, huh?
As a new game. As they're saying, a longtime friend and former Origin protege, Paul Neurath, is launching a Kickstarter to reboot the legendary Ultima Underworld. If you loved the Ultima Underworld series, it's coming back. It's been more than a decade, but he's at last freed the rights to move forward with the franchise without the Ultima brand. So, okay, we can't say the word Ultima, but we can say everything else. And joined by some of the Looking Glass colleagues, as well as now the newly formed company Other Side Entertainment. Fantastic. They're going to stay true to the spirit of the original Underworld, while at the same time innovating in all new ways. They want you to be a part of it. Okay, Kickstarter. Shroud started this way. It's been so successful. And there's going to be a shared connection on backstory and fictional elements between Shroud and Underworld Ascension. There you go.
Oh, that's really cool.
So that's nice. There's a portal between the two worlds, which over the ages travelers have crossed, some bringing with them artifacts and arcane lore. So there's a tie-in, there's a connection between the games. Brilliant. So, look. So, as they say, as you have shown your allegiance to Shroud of the Avatar, bring forth that same spirit and make your pledge to raise the underworld on February the 4th. February the 4th, there's a Kickstarter. Awesome.
Definitely have to take a look at that.
Absolutely. And Richard Garriott gives it a strong personal endorsement. He's as excited as about Underworld returning as any game I can imagine. There you go.
Yeah, his game come to life anew.
Yes. And most modern gamers probably don't realize how much their favorite games owe to classic first-person RPG Ultima Underworld, The Stygian Abyss, which laid the foundations back in 1992. This game goes back a long way.
Yeah.
Wow. So, really, Richard Garriott et al. Laid the foundations and the building blocks for a lot of what people play today. That is awesome.
Yeah, they started it all back in the 80s.
They did.
Yeah, they 70s did. Even.
Yep. Yeah. So we get to participate in the latest adventures from this awesome team. Fantastic.
Very cool.
Okay. And play release now and get your Grand Tour Henan hat.
And
aren't
that's
they a cool
cute?
Photo. They are cute, yes. Yeah, I know Amber's spitting a bit because it's pink, but...
Yeah, I noticed the face she's making there. That's great.
But, look, one day we'll have dyes in the game. And, yes, maybe she can dye it black with a bit of purple and red.
Make it black. Yeah, that'll be beautiful.
Yes. But it's a cool hat. Okay, so that's nice. I have actually spoken to three tour guides so far. I mean, after the intense adventures of getting a house and then getting a place to put some stuff so that I can actually run around and pick stuff up, yes, I've spoken to three tour guides. And I tell you, that's an adventure in itself when you're level 6 or 7.
And I warn you that one in Ravenswood, Deep Ravenswood, is a monster. I'm kind of excited to see Matt Hermit's little tour, if he does it, to see how he does it.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's bad.
I mean, in all seriousness, you won't have any trouble finding the tour guide in Deep Ravenswood. Just look for all the skeletal warriors and skeletal archers, and where they're all clustered together up on a hill, accompanied by a lich, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the tour guide is. And if you can rush up to him and start a conversation before you get killed, you're doing well.
Yeah, if you can get yourself out of combat, click on him. Good luck.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Because the whole world is surrounding him. It's like you can't get to him.
I know. I know. That's evil.
It is. And they spawn back. We've tried to kind of kill them and narrow them down. They just keep coming.
Oh, no.
It's mean. It's really mean. I will say it.
Yes, yes. But really, the only way to do it successfully at a low level is rush in, say hello, and die.
Oh, yeah. If you get in there and talk to him, die or not, that's just great. Unbelievable.
That's right. Yes. Then your visit is recorded. You can move on to the next one.
That's right.
But I am going to go back one day, and I am going to repay all of those skeletal warriors and the lich.
Yep, me too. My level 50 guy's going over there. I'm going to clean him up.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I'll give him what for. For beating up my poor little pathetic character.
My poor little wimpy guy.
Oh, dear. Okay, release 14 successfully launched. Yes, thousands of backers. Well, exactly as you were saying, there are so many people there. It's wonderful. So we receive our pledge rewards and add-on items. Yes, they are there, in-game. They're in the bank.
They're awesome.
With 10 new skills, 5 updated skills. Of the 18 skills are now complete. I haven't even had time to look at that yet, but that's great. New alchemy crafting recipes. The ability to put magical enchantments on gear. That's something I'm going to have to explore. New creatures, including water elementals. I saw some earth elementals down in the worm sands.
Yes, I did too.
Yes, I tried to hit one and then decided running away was a better idea.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, in the little dev thing we did, I got up to where I could summon the water elementals, and they are just awesome.
Really?
The one at the bottom of the tree actually heals your character, so it's pretty cool.
That's nice. Oh, that's lovely.
Jeez. But I wish they lasted longer. They don't last very long. So.
Okay. Oh, this game's getting more and more awesome by the day.
It's so fun.
Beautiful. And we've got man-eating flesh flayers, as you were saying. Okay, they're going to be fun to look at. Okay. Now, the new scenes, Grunwald Shardfall, as we said. I mean, look at that picture there. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's unbelievable. What is that stuff floating in the air? Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, are they the shards that are... that fell, and now they're magically suspended in midair. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, a little gravity thing going on in there, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to go and check that out.
Yes, me too.
Yes. Brightbone Pass and Worm Sands. The Worm Sands is an awesome location.
Oh, it's beautiful. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got banks to store your stuff. And where the pledge rewards are initially deposited. So anybody who's listening who was wondering where all my pledge rewards come on, I said, you know, they said they were going to give me this and this. Yes, it's all in the bank. And yep, go and have a talk to the banker man, double click on him. The transaction window opens and magically there it all is.
It's now, one suggestion I have is to, if you found yourself a little house in one of those little towns, there's a banker at the entrance that you can use also, and it's a lot closer to home.
Yes, that's that is a brilliant tip. Yeah, well done. Good. And I think Davin Rock did that. You buy yourself or load up yourself with 6 or 8 crafting tables and then zone to your home and then find that you're so encumbered you can't move.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did that myself. I bought all that.
Did you?
I was going to put wall around my lot, you know, those nice little wall pieces. And I couldn't get a step so I could get in my lot and set them down. It was just so frustrating.
Oh, okay. So what did you do?
I actually had to have my mom help me with her character and pass off some of the stuff. It was just terrible.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Yeah, so look, I can see a lot of people getting caught that way. So you really need, when you're transacting with the bank and loading yourself up with all your pledge items, keep a constant eye on your encumbrance.
Yes.
You cannot carry very much. So take one or two items at a time, walk to your home, or your zone home, and offload it into your chest or wherever, and then back, and then forwards, and back.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't noticed if they put encumbrance on the chests, you know, that you craft, if there's any limit.
Right, yeah. Yes.
That would be one thing that's probably up and coming, though.
So, yeah, it probably is. So, honestly, I think a lot of people are going to be caught that way, so beware.
Yes.
You cannot carry very much unless... over time you boost your strength, and of course that will increase your carrying capacity. And but boy, I mean, I've only got to the place where it says you are over encumbered, and I could still walk, but your focus goes right down and you can't walk very quickly. So I wasn't horribly over encumbered, but
you're best not to fight while you're over encumbered, because you're not going to have any focus to fight with.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, that's a real cautionary tale. And it's something that we're not used to, and something I think I can see a lot of people getting caught with.
I remember in Ultima, they had strength potions. I wonder if that's something that's coming.
Oh, it might do, yes. Now, that'd be good. Yeah, you can boost your strength for a short period of time. And it might just give you enough time to get home. Dump all your stuff.
I don't think you could recall when you were overloaded, and it was just enough to get you under the limit so you could go.
Yes. Okay. Now that would be good. I think we're going to need that.
We're going to need that, yes.
Yes, that's right.
I'm a hoarder, I know it.
Oh. Yes. Well, either that or the pack animals. Come on,
that's
bring
true.
On, bring on the donkeys. Yeah.
Come on.
And
come
the
on.
Llamas.
Llamas and donkeys. We need them both.
Yep, that's for sure. Okay, now maybe this is a deliberate ploy to push that stretch goal.
It could be.
They're making it uncomfortable for us, so they said, well, fellas, the only way you're going to do this is to get the pack animals.
Well, now they can type some verbiage in the stretch goal saying, okay, this will give you an extra so-odd amount of carrying capacity.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Because like I can remember as a miner in Ultima Online, the ore that you can bring home, you can't carry a lot of it, but if you've got three pack animals, you can bring home a heap.
You could, yeah. You could have a whole bunch of pack animals. It was fun.
That's right, yeah. As long as you don't get waylaid along the way.
Yeah, no, they wander off into battle sometimes. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, and then your pack animals get killed and you lose everything they were carrying. Oh, well, that was fun. Yes.
We learned a lot of stuff the hard way back in those days.
You do. But again, you know, it's a good life lesson because that happens in life. And you have setbacks and stuff. So, yeah.
Those
you just have
times.
To keep going. They
I enjoyed it. As much of an annoyance as it was still fun.
That's right. Yep. Okay. All right. The Grand Tour Quest, which they have designed to get this hen and hat. It can only be unlocked during Release 14. And there we have a beautiful screenshot, courtesy of Alexander, which looks as if it's taken in the Shardfall area. Standing next to the tour guide, that is just beautiful. And don't you love the scenery?
Oh, I think it's gorgeous. I'm way over impressed with this stuff, and I know it makes people mad, but I don't see why people are complaining. I think the graphics on this game are awesome.
They are. They're absolutely beautiful. And they're just getting better and better all the time as they're putting more and more richness and detail and stuff into it. So, yeah, full marks from me.
Me too. I'm just curious. I see tour guides in that picture, and I don't remember ever going there. Did they add tour guides to that area?
To which area?
That Shardfall picture there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I believe that's one of the areas we have to go to.
Is it not? Well, I didn't go there in the dev test. Maybe they added some more in the
next one. Oh, right. Okay.
I got it done in that one.
Right. Yeah, maybe they've changed it for the main release.
That's okay. I get to do it again.
You do. That's right. Awesome. And we've got all the player instructions, the known issues. Lovely. If you're new to Shroud of the Avatar, highly recommended taking a few minutes, the new player's video guide. And look, as always, the Mad Hermit's videos are amazing. So, everybody, check that out. That is brilliant. Okay. And they've got the R14 patch notes. This, thanks to all our community members that jumped right in and started reporting bugs. We've already fixed quite a few of them. As I noticed, they're pushing out two or three patches a day.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is lovely. And a nice little collection of notes, that the things that they've fixed. And that is brilliant. So they are working very hard on our behalf, trying to make everything work perfectly.
They're doing a wonderful job.
They for sure are. Okay. And a 10 for 10 bonus promotion. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So any single purchase of $10 or more on the website between January the 31st and February the 9th, they'll make a one-time deposit of an extra $10 into your store credit. So it's half price. You want something? Basically, it's half price.
Well, I have some stretch goals I need to buy, so they've talked me into it. Awesome.
Good. Good to see. Brilliant.
Love it.
Okay. And Standing Stones. Don't they look awesome?
They're beautiful. That's, I remember when Stephen was working on that picture. There it is.
Yeah. Look at that. The remnants of ancient civilization has been found throughout Novia. Many speculate that they are a vestige of magic akin to the lunar rifts. They frequent them regularly in the hopes of finding passage to somewhere else. Okay. Look for these stones in an upcoming release. Oh, and don't they look great?
Oh, they're awesome. I love the detail, the grass on the top of them. It's just really cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be wonderful to find. And they were modeled, as you say, of the original concept art by Stephen Danielli. And they look just the same.
Well, they do. They're cool.
Yeah. Just as awesome.
Okay. Steven's just such a big part of this game. I hope to see him come back and do some more. He's just awesome.
That's for sure. Yep. Yep. Lovely. And we've got some more shots of the overworld map. Oh, wow.
Doesn't that just make you want to just, go wild?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, just jump into it. I mean, look, the terrain, the 3D effect, you can see the mountains and the hills and everything taking shape. Yeah, it's just lovely.
Yeah, the water looks great. There's some snow going through those mountains there. It's just awesome.
Yes, yeah. So nice.
You're seeing the different biomes right here. This is just great.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's, yep. My mouth's watering already.
I know, I'm in trouble. I want to see this big map so bad.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I think I definitely need to retire and stop work altogether.
Oh, I know. Work's going to get so in the way. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And in-game books have begun to replace blank pre-placed books in Alicet and Kingsport with books that have stories in them. Please note that currently you must have a book in your inventory to read it. There you go.
Now I wonder which stories are coming in today.
Beautiful. And you know, the wonderful part is a lot of these are player contributed.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about it. I know some of these stories are great.
Yeah. And the community and the player base really have a big part in the development of this game. Whether it's by writing stories, contributing music, writing code, you know, developing the ether vibration amplifier, a whole raft of things that I can't begin to think of.
It's things in game that are just unbelievable. Like, you speak the radio. It's just, you've never seen that anywhere. It's just awesome.
That's right. And another thing I just thought of, when you're chatting to an NPC in town, and they'll come up with quite a few conversation responses now, apparently, apart from the essential game-specific or quest-specific stuff, a lot of that's being done by Andrew.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot more life in the people talking around town and stuff. It's awesome. Yeah.
So he's writing a lot of dialogue for the NPCs.
Yeah, he's doing a good job too. It's really
absolutely
good.
This is brilliant. So we have a talented and dedicated community who are really contributing to the success of this game.
That's right. Just out of their own spare time. It's just awesome.
That's right. Yeah, it's marvelous. Okay, elven tents. Look at that.
Oh, those are neat, aren't they?
Don't they look nice? Yep. For the elven encampments. Oh, okay. So in upcoming releases, when we see an elven encampment, that's what they'll have.
Oh, so they're going to change the tents out. Those ones that are kind of generic looking, they're kind of tan.
Yeah. Looks like that's what they'll have. And they look really nice.
Yeah, they're definitely elven looking. They've got the little trees on the top of them. That's cool.
They are, yeah. Tremendous. Okay. And next we have supporting Dennis Lube. Is that how you say it?
Sounds French.
Yeah, it does, on Patreon. He's been doing art and graphics for Richard Garriott's games for just about as long as Richard's been doing games. He did the cover art for almost every Ultima game. Wow. as well as most of Origin's other games. He's been around for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Nor did I, no. That's brilliant. He did all the chapter illustrations for Blade of the Avatar novel, such as this.
Yeah, they were cool. Yeah.
Beautiful. And he launched a Patreon campaign a few months ago to help fund his artwork. So, honestly, isn't that fantastic?
I think that's great.
And he said, yeah, he's been doing art, but you know what? I'm tired of doing art for companies that I have no stake in. Instead, I want to try doing art directly for my fans with no middleman. That's the reason for this Patreon project. So that's brilliant.
So it's really good. Not, Like, request art, lovely.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it was created to enable fans to support and engage with the artists and creators they love. Empowering a new generation of creators, it's bringing patronage back to the 21st century. That's pretty cool.
It is.
So, there you go. And we have a piece of Ultima-related art that he did for a Patreon that asked for the Avatar at a shrine as a theme. Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah.
There you go.
That'll be cool.
So if you love his artwork, now's your chance. For as little as $1 per artwork, you can get a digital copy of the final art a day ahead of its public release.
Wow.
That's pretty affordable. So, that's good.
Look, if you've got a few dollars to spare, highly recommend you go and check out his project and kick a bit of support his way, because he's definitely worth it.
Yeah, he's part of the Ultima team.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and well, next, the New Britannia Theatre Troupe again.
Here we are, look at that.
Yeah, wow. Live double feature videos. Again, the awesomeness of the Mad Hermit. I mean, I just had to mention it to him, and he said, yes, I'll gladly be there. And he was there. He recorded the whole production. So anybody who wasn't able to be there to watch us making fools of ourselves,
yeah.
He has recorded it all for posterity. And may I say, he's done a brilliant job.
It was utterly amazing to watch, yes.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't got to see it. I was just kind of hidden behind a stage. It was cool.
Well, that's right. And when you are doing one of these things, I mean, apart from your hand shaking a little, you're concentrating so hard, and you tend to get tunnel vision, and you barely notice what's happening around you. It's just so wonderful to sit back and watch it and see it as the audience did. And I think, hey, that wasn't so bad after all.
Yeah, I didn't completely fall on my face, so all right.
Yeah, that's right. So, there we go. Anybody who'd like to see those two videos with the Mad Hermit's usual awesomeness and quality, just pop over there and have a look.
Yeah, and wonderful job directing and producing the whole thing and keeping sanity amongst us all. It was great.
Sanity is a relative term, you know that.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you. I had an awesome team, I tell you. Everybody was great. Okay. Now, pledge rewards, add-ons, and banks. Okay. So these are the banks. Oh, they are good.
They look really cool, don't they? Yeah,
they do.
Awesome.
Yeah,
did you actually know what I did? I went to the back room. You can go in that back room, and there's a whole bunch of gold in there. It's pretty cool looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you get to it?
You can get to it. You can open that vault door even.
Okay. Can you take it away with you?
No, it's just like a deco, you know, it's part of the environment.
Okay.
You can't take it. Ah.
But well, it was cool. That sucks.
I took a little picture of it just in case they're going to close that door up on us, but I got a picture of me.
Oh, nice. Nice.
The guards didn't yell at me either.
So the first bank robber in Shroud.
Yeah, that's me. I didn't get much out of it, though.
Lovely. But you didn't end up in the clink, so that's a good thing.
No, I was. Yeah, I survived.
Good stuff. Nice. Okay, so for all the previous releases, they were going to populate all these reward items throughout the game for anyone to find, but now they're not. If you want these reward items, they have to come by your pledge. And if they are included in your pledge tier, then yes, they will be at the bank.
Hmm. Good stuff.
Oh, yes. And as you were saying, in most locations, the town crier is also a banker. Because, yeah, they had to put a source for banking wherever there were houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, to give people a chance. Yeah, as I think I read Star writing in one post, you know, Braemar is actually a bit small to have a bank. And maybe down the track it won't. But for the moment, yeah, you got to have banking facilities. So the town
now,
crier is
what
the
size is Braemar? Is it considered the size of a hamlet or a...
Oh, good question. Honestly, don't know. I think it might be a village.
Okay. Oh, it's a village size. That's not that small.
It's not. No, no. But, yeah, there's apparently some sort of cut-off. Yeah, a town will warrant a bank. A city certainly will. But, yeah, I don't know where they're going to put a cut-off, if they will. But there you go.
Yeah, that's good stuff, though. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the bankers have, like, a special banker guy outfit. You know, they got the little hat on with the mirror on it. That'd be kind of cool.
That'll be nice. Great. And banks are local. You can see your items in other bank locations. Okay, so if you put some items into the bank for storage, well, that's where they are. So if you put items into the bank in Ardoris, then you won't be able to access them in Owl's Head or Braemar. But I guess your pledge rewards will be universally available.
Yeah, you see a little note saying where they are, and they're kind of gray if you're in the wrong place. And you know where to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. It's a good system. It works good.
It is. That's great. Okay. Brilliant. And there are some add-on and pledge reward items that haven't been built yet. So, you know, if they don't show up, well, that's why. Yeah, they just haven't been built.
There's a little card in some of them saying, you know,
yes,
placeholder.
There's a placeholder,
so it's
kind of
cool.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, so, you've got this, but it's a placeholder.
Yeah, that just shows you how much stuff you're going to have, but you can't
use it. That's right. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's cool.
Yes. And here we are. Changes to store credit conversions. If you wish to convert any of your purchased add-on items to store credit, you do need to do it before you log in to release 14. Because once you've logged in, then the game thinks you've claimed this. Whether you've actually gone to the bank and taken it out or not, you've logged into release 14, so all your rewards and add-on items and whatever you've bought in the add-on store, they are yours now.
That's right, at least for this release.
At least for this release. And look, don't panic and, you know, don't jump off a ledge, because before the game goes beta, probably, and certainly before the final release, there will be another humongous wipe.
You count on it.
Oh, absolutely. So I guess if people wanted to convert stuff to store credit, you could do it then, but not until then.
And that could be, 2 months away? You know, the way they've been leaving it open. It's cool, huh?
Look, it could be even longer. I mean, the plan and the aim, the aspiration, is to keep it up as long as possible without wipes. So, yeah, don't count on a wipe anytime soon. Which is good.
Plus, it's good for testing purposes, because you can find out how is the money going. Are you getting real rich, or are you having a hard time?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, you're right. It really tests the economy, the whole player-driven economy business. Yeah, the longer they can leave that running, the better it'll be.
Yep. I can't keep a cent right now, so that's where we are.
Yeah, I know. I think I have 9 gold in my pocket.
Yeah. Oh, it's killing me.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's awful.
But, yeah, it gives you something to log in for. I'm going to get some money.
Well, that's right. And as we were saying, I'm glad I don't have to spend money on food at the moment. Otherwise, I don't know what I'd do.
Oh, I know. You'd better take up cooking, you know.
That's right. Yeah, but then you have to go out and find some stuff. So you're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea.
And the thing about cooking is there's just so much other stuff besides, like, the meat that you need. So it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
You can't pick up salt and stuff. Where's the salt plants?
That's right, yes. Dear Eddie. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
But there we go. All right, and if you purchase any new add-on items or upgrade your pledge tier, all those new items will automatically appear in the bank next time you log in. So that's
great. Really cool. Wow, that's just awesome they can do that.
That's wonderful. So that's lovely. So everybody go out and increase your pledge.
I'm doing it. Yay!
Hey, well done, Lord Baldrus. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. Good on you. Okay, in-game community events. Here we go. Look at that. A whole
lot
of stuff. Yes. Pax Lair, working hours. 10 a.m. welcome to New Britannia at Braemar. 11 o'clock, Church of the Dark Star Saturday service. The topic is love. Now, I wonder why that would be.
Ooh, that's a good question, isn't it?
Yes. A big shout out at this time. A lot of people would have heard the news that our amazing, awesome, and wonderful High Priestess of Chaos and the illustrious playwright Gabriel Nightshadow, star of stage, screen, and the New Britannia Theatre Troupe, have announced their engagement.
Such a big congratulation to you. You both deserve all the happiness in the world.
I couldn't say that better myself. I am so happy for the both of you guys. So well deserved. And that is lovely. Look, wish you every happiness. And that is just brilliant.
I think it's a perfect match, too. It's just awesome.
I think that's so nice. It does your heart good see people who you know are good people coming together.
Yeah.
And that's lovely.
That's right. It totally is gorgeous. Can't wait to see the wedding.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. I've got a feeling it's going to happen in a couple of months or so.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Lovely.
We'll have some new Mad Hermit videos. Yay.
Yeah, we will. That's right. Yes.
That's right.
Brilliant. Okay, there's a welcome quest. There's an all-player towns gathering. Welcome to New Britannia. Jenny Phoenix Fire's birthday. Ooh, lovely.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jenny. That's gorgeous. And Sunday, exploring Novia with Royal Sexy again. Welcome to New Britannia a couple of times. A Pax Lair meeting and a New Britannia press meeting.
Good stuff.
Lovely. Okay, and here we go with the last chance exclusives. They're removing selected items. Better get out of the fishing pole of prosperity. Okay. Ooh, I don't know whether I should get that or not. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a neat cloak, isn't it?
Yeah, and the Oracle cloak, yes. It does. Oh, that looks spooky. Yes.
I know, they're really killing us here because you got to buy it now or you're not going to get it.
That's right, yep. Yeah, which is, of course, the marketing ploy, but hey, they are pretty cool.
Well, we've got our $10 gift certificate, so...
That's right, yeah. So, look, make it enticing and make it easy. Rush out and get one, people.
Good stuff. Support our game.
That's right. The Steam Access Keys, again, available for all backers. Yeah, playing through Steam is fantastic.
Have you noticed it's faster to download and everything through Steam?
Yes. Yeah, much faster. Yeah. It's great.
It's very slow off of Steam, I'll just tell you that.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, it took me 3 hours yesterday getting patched.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Yeah. Now, I think these Steam servers, look, they've been in this business a long time, and their download capacity is probably huge because that's what they do. they exist to download games. And they've probably got servers up the wazoo. And that much bandwidth that you can't even begin to think about it. So you download something from Steam, it just happens. And it's great.
They got it down to a science now.
They have, yep. Yep. So yes, going through Steam is the way to go. And you can earn trading cards and stuff. You can earn
but the thing we want to remind people, if you buy the game through Steam, there's a big percentage that goes to Steam, so better to buy it through Shroud of the Avatar website.
Right. Oh, good point.
Great. Hopefully that doesn't mess up your Steam, though. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
But I've heard that. I was just make sure everybody realizes that. Good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And always good to support the game as much as you can.
They need all dollars they can get. It helps.
Absolutely. Yeah, buy a really, really high pledge.
Yeah. And plenty of Lord of the Manors left. Come on.
Absolutely. Get all those digital rewards and then get your Steam access key and take it over to Steam.
Walk through a couple of those houses. That's what caused me to upgrade again. It's like, oh, that's just awesome. Yes.
They are. They are great, aren't they?
Oh, man, they're just killing me. It's like, I got to have this. I can't wait. I mean, walk through that castle. Wow, isn't that amazing? The door opens. There's a great little gate. Oh, it's amazing.
I know.
You got stuff you can put along the walls. There's doors up there. It's just crazy. I love it.
So you're saying we shouldn't show you the Lord of the Manor house?
I'm telling you, I'm going to be bankrupt here soon.
Oh, boy. Okay. Alrighty. So, on that point, how to cancel your monthly payment plans. We mentioned this each week, but it's worth mentioning. So, if you're on a monthly plan, PayPal and Amazon and Stripe cannot and will not cancel it automatically. It just keeps going. So when you get close to where you want to be, cancel it manually yourself.
Cancel it and then finish it off yourself with one payment.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
That's right. Yep. Okay. And a few interesting people in the news. MMORPG, a little article about a strong start to a new year. And a good article by VentureBeat.
Wow.
And Richard Garriott and Star Long talking Shroud of the Avatar at Massively PAX South. And some videos. Early alpha playthrough, number one at MMORPG. There you go. So a lot of things happening. We're exposed to a lot of different audiences. This is brilliant.
Yeah, we're getting some really good reviews. I just love seeing these.
Oh, that's great. Yes. And interesting little note here. It said we at Portalarium were saddened to learn of the upcoming demise of Massively and their parent Joystick. Well, I didn't know about that.
That's very sad, yeah.
It is.
I've heard of them, but I didn't know they were breaking up.
No. And Star Long says, as someone who's been in the MMO business about as long as that business has existed, I find myself particularly affected by this news. They've always been one of the few dedicated news sites for our genre, and he's been impressed and pleased with their coverage. I just want to thank them for their many years of journalistic service and wish everyone the best of luck. As a tribute to their fine work, we are adding a tombstone in the game with Massively inscribed in runic. Wow.
Well, that's really nice, but it's really sad, too.
Yeah, it is. It is sad, but what a nice tribute.
It is.
They're going to have this tombstone in the game.
And I'll go put some flowers over there in the tombstone.
Yeah, good idea. I think we all should. We'll have to find it first.
Yeah, I know. I can't tell where it is.
That's right.
I'll start with the Braemar Graveyard and go from there.
That's right. Okay, and upcoming events, there we go. Meeting, symposium, release, 15 and 16. And a roundtable. Wow. That is an awesome news release.
Oh, it was nothing but good. I'm just excited to read through it,
Brilliant. Okay. And now what we need to do is to get out of here and get back to playing the game.
I'm telling you, it's bad when you don't want to get out of the game to do the news. It's like, ah. I feel like a traitor.
I know. It is the only thing you want to do these days, because it's so interesting and there's so much around each corner.
And yeah, they've given such us a so challenge. So many goals to make, and you know,
yeah,
we're going to do it.
That's right. And as we've mentioned a few times, getting to each individual little goal has been made so much harder.
That just goes to show you that the difficulty in a game creates more obsession.
Yes, it does. That's right. Yep.
Which I guess is kind of good, but it kind of messes up your social life and stuff.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, as I've said to somebody the other day, there's plenty of time to sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yes. Yeah,
about 3 hours a day now?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nights are for gaming.
Yeah, I was up till midnight last night, so yeah, I know how it goes. Yeah. Oh, boy, it's killing me.
Yeah, I know. But it's an addiction, but in a good way.
It is. It's a good thing. It's something we've been waiting for, so it's good stuff.
That's right. All righty. So, everybody, take it on board. Hop on. Play Release 14. It is absolutely awesome. And I'll try and wave to you as I pass.
Yeah, be screaming over to your next set of battles and
shopping
spree or whatever.
That's right. Good.
It's fun.
All right. It is. Okay, well, that's the news for the week, I think.
That's it.
Brilliant.
All right, well, I'll take us out. The awesome background music you are hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet, and you probably noticed that song is also in the intro to the game, so it's pretty cool. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.